我今天我的讲题是身体的复活。
And the topic today is the resurrection of the body.
啊，这么巧啊！我也没有想到啊，今天在两个星期就是复活节。
And I wasn't even thinking about that in two more weeks is Easter.
但是很奇妙，今天我的题目是讲到身体的复活。
But amazingly, today's message is talking about the resurrection of the body.
那么首先让我们打开圣经《哥林多前书》第十五章。
So let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 12.
首先我们看十二节到二十三节。然后从三十五节到四十四节。
Well, first look at verses 12 to 23, and then verses 35 to 44.
我先用中文念，然后 Amy 姐妹用英文念。我们来看第一段，十五章第十二节，既传基督是从死里复活了。怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎言，你们所信的也是谎言，并且明显我们是为神枉作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活的。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们乃在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为罪恶之人出俗的国体，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按照自己的次序复活，出俗的国子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead, but He did not raise Him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him.
我们继续看三十五节到四十四节。或有人问，死人怎么复活，带着什么身体来呢？无知的人啊，你所种的若不死，就不能生。并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是死力，即是麦，即如麦子，或是别样的骨。但神随自己的意思给他一个形体，必叫各等子粒各有自己的形体。凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽就是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样， 有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上形体的荣光是一样，地上形体的荣光又是一样。日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。使人复活也是一样，这样所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的；所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的；所种的血气是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
Verses 35 to 44. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives his own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
而身体的复活对于我们的信仰是一个很重要的一个真理。
The resurrection of the body is an important truth to our faith.
如果没有这个身体的复活的话，我们的信仰就不能够站立得稳。
Without the resurrection of the body, our faith cannot stand firm.
我们仍然活在罪中。
We continue to live in sin.
也没有得到圣经所说的那种永恒的盼望。
And we will not have the eternal hope as described in Scripture.
就如哥林多前书所说，15:16-19.
Just as in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 16 to 19 says.
因为使人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile.
你们仍在罪中里。
You're still in your sins.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If we only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
我们圣经讲一个人信了耶稣，
The Bible says that a man after he believes in Christ,
死后如果没有复活，
If there is no resurrection after death,
他的信是徒然的，
His faith is futile,
他比那些没有信耶稣的人更可怜，
And he is to be pitied more so than those who do not believe,
因为他只有今生的指望，
Because he only has hope for today.
然后保罗继续讲下去，
And Paul continues,
他说若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
那这句经文形容一个没有永恒盼望的人。
And this verse describes someone without eternal hope.
反正生命这么短暂，
Since life is so short,
不久就要离开这个世界，
I'm going to depart from this world soon.
就痛痛快快的吃喝。
So might as well live it up and drink and eat.
其实这个世界上有不少这样的人。
Actually, in this world, there are many people like this.
特别是华人。
Especially for Chinese.
我们华人有句话说民以食为天。
And there's a Chinese saying that for people, eating is just as heaven.
我记得我有一些朋友或者有些人 好吃的东西他们都记得。
And I know some friends who would just seek out the best tasting food.
无论在哪里，他们都会记得。
No matter where it's at, they'll find it.
开车开一天也没关系。
It doesn't matter if they have to drive a whole day to find it.
因为很好吃。
Because it tastes good.
所以世界上有不少这样的人。
So in this world, there are many people like that.
那么这些人吃个痛快，喝个痛快，是有他们的道理。
And there's a reason why they eat and drink to their heart's content.
他们认为，既然生命这么短暂，还是吃个痛快吧。
They figure life is so short, why not just enjoy it?
哦，保罗也讲，如果没有复活的话。
And Paul mentions this as well, that without resurrection,
还是吃个痛快，喝个痛快。
You might as well just eat and drink.
那么可见，这个复活的真理真的是非常的重要。
Therefore, the truth of the resurrection of the body is very important.
那么到底这个复活是怎么一回事？
So what is resurrection?
身体的复活到底是怎么一回事？
What does it mean concerning the resurrection of the body?
你对这个身体的复活有多少的认识？
And how much understanding do you have of the resurrection of the body?
那么这个是今天我们要来探讨的。
And this is something that we're going to examine today.
身体的复活在旧约圣经里面有断断续续的提到。
The resurrection of the body was mentioned in a few places in the Old Testament.
那么来到新约圣经的时候，这个复活的真理就很明显的显露出来。
And when we come to the New Testament, the resurrection of the body is clearly revealed.
那么特别保罗在哥林多前书第十五章讲得很清楚。
Especially Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 states very clearly.
我们这张经文讲到一个复活的身体到底是一个怎么样的身体。
And here it mentions what kind of body is the resurrected body.
然后圣经讲到复活的身体是一个具体的身体。
And the Bible talks about the resurrected body as a physical body.
不少的基督徒认为一个人得救只是灵魂的得救。
Many Christians believe that when a person is saved, it's only his spirit that is saved.
华人基督徒有一句成语说这个魂归天国。
And there's a saying among many Chinese believers that it's a spirit that returns to heaven.
形容一个死去的基督徒，他的灵魂到天国去。
Describing a Christian who died, his spirit will go to heaven.
这句成语没有错。
That is true.
但不是完全对。
But it's not a complete truth.
真正的基督徒死后不止灵魂得救，身体也得救。
So for a Christian when he dies, it's not just his spirit that is saved, but also his body.
相信身体复活的美国人。
Among Americans who believe in the resurrection of the body.
有三分之二只相信灵魂得救，不相信身体的得救。
There's only two-thirds of Americans who believe that only the spirit is saved.
可见这三分之二的人没有好好的去读圣经。
Clearly, these two-thirds have not read their scripture.
也受到这个学术运动的那种影响。
And they have also been influenced by scholasticism.
那么上个星期我提到这个学术运动。
And last week I mentioned about scholasticism.
那么根据教会的历史。
According to church history,
在中古时代之前的基督徒都相信这个身体的复活。
Before the Middle Ages, the Christians believed in the resurrection of the body.
他们都认为天堂是一个实际的地方。
They believe that heaven is an actual place.
天堂是一个有本质的地方。
And the place with form.
他们看到天堂是一座城，一个乐园。
They saw heaven as a city, as Eden.
就好像圣经所讲的。
Just as scripture says.
但是在中古时代过后。
But post Middle Ages.
大约在十二世纪的时候。
Around 12th century.
有好几位神学家，包括这个 Thomas Aquinas， 他兴起一个运动叫做这个学术运动。
Many theologians, including Thomas Aquinas, began a movement of scholasticism.
他们把天堂看为是一个与人无关的一个地方。
They saw heaven as a place that has no relations to men.
冷冰冰的，跟不合乎科学的一个地方。
It's a cold place. It's a place that without science.
所以他们这种思想也影响了这个复活的真理。
And their thinking influenced the truth about resurrection.
他们的神学思想一直影响到今天。
And their theological thinking continues to influence today.
所以很多基督徒今天只是认为一个人得救只是灵魂的得救。
So many people today believe that when they're saved, it's only their spirit.
不是身体的得救。
Not their body.
所以身体的复活在我们信仰中是一个非常重要的一个真理。
So the resurrection of the body is an important truth in our faith.
如果身体没有复活的话，什么都不用谈。
If the body is not resurrected, then we don't need to talk about anything.
我们也不用跟别人传福音。
We don't need to preach the gospel to others.
我们可以去吃个痛快。
We might as well eat and drink.
看哪个地方最好吃，开车去吃。
Figure out where is the best food and we'll drive there.
所以我们必须把这个真理跟复活的真理弄清楚。
So we must be clear about the truth about the resurrection of the body.
我们在创世纪第二章第七节这么说。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 it says,
耶和华用神用地上的尘土造人。
The Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground.
将生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
And breathing to his nostril the breath of life.
他就成了一个有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the man became a living being named Adam.
请我们注意，这节经文里面两个字，活人。
And let's take note of two words in this verse, living being.
这个活人在希伯来文，因为是旧约圣经，是 nephesh.
The word living being in Hebrew, because this was the Old Testament, is Nehesh.
英文经常被翻译成 soul.
And it's often translated in English as a creature.
所以你有听过人讲英文的时候 it's not a soul.
A soul.
是什么意思
soul.
没有一个人。
So when we say there's not a soul, that means there's no one here.
亚当成为一个活人是因为耶和华神使到他的身体和他的灵联合在一起。
And Adam was created a living being because his body and his soul was included together.
亚当成为一个活的人因为他有一个具体的身体和一个不具体的灵魂。
And Adam became a living being because he had a physical body and a spirit that is not physical.
所以人的特性不只有灵魂，也有一个身体。
So man's characteristics is not only having a spirit, but also a body.
联合在一起成为一个独特的人。
United together to be a unique creation.
如果你对这个身体的复活感到陌生或不能够接受。
If you're foreign to the resurrection of the body or you're not able to accept it,
可能你受到这个十二世界那种神学的思想的影响。
Perhaps you have been influenced by the 12th century theology of scholasticism.
那我们必须要把它纠正过来。
So we must correct it.
只有灵魂得救和身体不会过的观念正在影响我们今天的教会。
And the idea that only the spirit rises again, but there's no resurrection of the body continue to influence today's church.
其实在更多教会都有这个现象。
Actually, in many churches, there's this situation.
哥林多教会的人不相信身体会复活。
The people in Corinth did not believe in the resurrection of the body.
那么因此保罗在哥林多前书第十五章很详细的讲到这个身体的复活。
Therefore, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 goes into detail concerning the resurrection of the body.
那保罗讲这个复活的身体是一个具体的身体。
And Paul talks about the resurrected body as a physical body.
如果是灵魂的话，保罗就不会讲是一个身体。
If it's merely a spirit, then Paul would not say it's a body.
我们都知道灵魂跟身体是不一样的。
And we all know that the spirit and the body are two different things.
身体是看得到、摸得到的，好像我现在看到你们一样。
The body is something that we could see and we could touch.
灵魂是看得到、摸不到的。
And yet, for the spirit, we cannot see it or touch it.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候，圣经讲所有死去的基督徒中从死里复活过来。
When Jesus comes again, the Bible says that all believers will rise again.
得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
And receive an imperishable body.
就好像神起初所创造人一样。
Just as when God has first created man.
是有形体的，是能够看到的，是能够摸到的。
There is form, there, you could see it, you could touch it.
复活的身体不只是一个具体的身体。
And the resurrected body is not just a physical body.
圣经讲也是一个不会朽坏，是一个荣耀的身体。
But the Bible also says it is an imperishable and a glorious body.
这个复活的身体跟我们现在的身体不一样。
The resurrected body is different from the body that we have now.
那么到底这个复活的身体是怎么样的身体？
And what kind of body is this resurrected body?
当时哥林多教会的人问这个问题。
And the people of Corinth asked this question.
或有人问，死人怎么复活，带着什么身体来呢？
But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come?
可能你也问这个问题。
Perhaps you have the same question.
死人怎么复活，带着什么样的身体？
How can the dead be raised again? What kind of body will they have?
回答这个问题，保罗用了一个比喻。
To answer this question, Paul used an analogy.
他用了种子来做一个比喻。
He used seed as an analogy.
他说一粒种子要掉在泥土里面死掉才会生长出来。
He said that a seed must fall to the ground, die before it grows.
然后同样的一个身体必须要死去，然后才会复活过来。
Likewise, a body must die first and then resurrect again.
什么一粒种子掉在泥土里面死去。
And when a seed falls to the ground, it dies.
那么跟那些长出来的植物不一样。
It differs from the plant that grows from it.
那同样的，这个身体跟还没有复啊那个复活的身体不一样。
Likewise, our current body is different from that which we will have in the resurrection.
所以保罗说，死人复活也是这样。
So Paul says that for the dead to rise again is like the same thing.
所种的是必朽坏。
What is planted is perishable.
复活的不朽坏的。
It is raised imperishable.
所种的是羞辱的。
It is sown in dishonor.
复活的是荣耀的。
It is raised in glory.
所种的是软弱的。
It is sown in weakness.
复活的是强壮的。
It is raised in power.
所种的血气的肉体。
It is sown a natural body.
复活的是灵性的身体。
It is raised a spiritual body.
请注意最后那一句。
Please know the last part.
这里讲到灵性的身体。
It speaks of spiritual body.
这个不是指一个没有形体的一个东西。
This is not talking about something without form.
而是指有一个有灵性的一个身体。
But it's talking about a body with a spirit.
身体就是身体。
A body is a body.
是一个可以看见、可以摸到的一个东西。
It is something that you could see and you could touch.
这个复活的身体不只是一个看得见、摸得到、不会朽坏的身体。
And the resurrected body is not just something that you could see, you could touch, and that's imperishable.
那么圣经也告诉我们是一个荣耀的身体。
The Bible also tells us it's a body of glory.
腓立比书三章二十节。
And in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
我们既是天上的国民。
But our citizenship is in heaven.
并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督。
And we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
从天降临。
Who, by the power of, who comes from heaven?
他要按作那能叫万有归附自己之大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
荣耀的身体又是怎么样的一个身体？
And what kind of body is a glorious body?
我们知道在这个马太福音第十七章讲到登山变相的事情。
And we know that in Matthew chapter 17, it mentioned about the transfiguration.
那么当时主耶稣基督带着彼得、雅各和约翰到山上去祷告。
And at that time, Jesus brought Peter, James, and John to the mountain to pray.
那么就在那个时候，他们面前，他就是耶稣基督在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如热头。
And there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
登山变相让门徒看到耶稣荣耀的异观。
And the transfiguration gave us a preview of Jesus' glory.
那么主耶稣还没有复活之前，他还没有得到一个荣耀的身体。
And before Jesus is resurrected, he has not yet received the glorious body.
但是圣经我们看到，当耶稣升天之后，他的身体是一个荣耀的身体。
But we know that after Jesus ascended to heaven, then his body became a glorious body.
我们圣经也讲到，当保罗要去大马士革的时候。
And the Bible also mentions in Paul when on his way to Damascus.
然后在路上的时候，突然间天上有大光照下来。
And on his way, suddenly there was a bright light shone around him.
保罗看到耶稣的荣耀。
Paul saw Jesus' glory.
同样的，使提凡当他传讲福音的时候，被人用石头打死。
And likewise, when Stephen was being stoned to death.
在还没有打死之前，使提凡看到天上的荣光。
And before he died, he saw the glory in heaven.
我们看到耶稣基督坐在神站在神的右边。
And he saw Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw God's glory.
那么基本上这些彼得、雅各、约翰、保罗跟史提凡，他们看到耶稣基督的荣光。
And basically, Peter, John, Paul, Stephen, they all saw God's glory.
他们看到耶稣基督荣耀的身体。
They saw Jesus' glorious body.
那么圣经讲到现在我们这个卑贱的身体。
And the Bible says that today with our lowly body.
有一天将会成为一个荣耀的身体。
One day it will become a glorious body.
就好像耶稣基督荣耀的身体一样。
Just as Jesus Christ and his glorious body.
耶稣基督的复活成为我们的榜样。
Jesus' resurrection became a model for us.
复活的生命是怎么样的生命？
What is this life of resurrection?
我们知道，圣经里面提到基督徒复活的生命将会好像耶稣基督复活的生命一样。
And we know that in scripture that our resurrected life will be like Christ.
因为圣经里面讲到，但基督已经从死里复活，成为罪恶之人出熟的果子。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
耶稣基督的复活成为我们信徒生命那种复活的生命的模式。
And Jesus' resurrection became a model for Christians for our resurrection.
那么圣经也讲到我们将来复活的身体将会好像耶稣基督复活的身体一样。
And the Bible also talks about that our resurrected body will be similar to Christ's resurrected body.
就好像约翰一书三章二节这么说。
Just as in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。
Dear friends, now we are children of God.
将来如何还未显明。
And what we will B has not yet been made known.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必神见他的身体。
But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
耶稣基督复活之后向门徒显现。
Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection.
我们看圣经的时候，我们看到当门徒看到耶稣基督复活的身体之后，他们感到非常害怕。
And we know from scripture that when his disciples saw his resurrected body, they were fearful.
以为看到鬼。
They thought they saw a ghost.
英文圣经翻译成 ghost.
And the English scripture translated as ghost.
Ghost 就是鬼。如果我看到的话，我也会怕。
If I saw a ghost, I'd be afraid too.
我小的时候听过好多那些鬼故事。
When I was young, I heard a lot of ghost stories.
这些故事都讲人死后会变成鬼。
All these stories talk about that after a man dies, he's going to turn into ghost.
我还记得有人说，看到已死去的亲人晚上回来了。
And I remember people talking about seeing their dead relatives coming back at night.
当时的门徒也有这样的经历。
And the disciples at that time also had this experience.
他们知道耶稣基督被钉死在十字架。
They knew that Jesus was nailed to the cross.
已经被埋葬。
He was buried.
怎么有可能突然间出现在他们的面前？
How can he possibly appear before them again?
很自然的，他们以为是看到鬼。
So naturally, they thought that they're seeing a ghost.
当时耶稣出现在他们的眼前。
And when Jesus appeared before them,
耶稣还告诉他们，你们看我的手，我的脚。
Jesus says, "Look at my hands and my feet."
就知道实在是我了。
It is I myself.
摸我看看，魂是无骨无肉。
Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones.
你看我是有的。
As you see, I have.
说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet.
那么如果是你的话，你的反应是怎么样？
If you were you, what kind of reaction would you have?
你可能也不敢相信。
Perhaps you dare not believe.
不敢相信身体会复活过来。
You dare not believe that the body can resurrect again.
刚才我讲今天教会受到这个学术运动的影响。
And earlier on I mentioned that today's church is influenced by scholasticism.
很多基督徒认为一个人得救是灵魂的得救。
Many Christians believe that a person's resurrection is of their spirit only.
这个身体的复活是不可能的事情。
And that the resurrection of the body is an impossible event.
但是圣经讲到一个人得救不只是灵魂的得救，身体也得救。
But the Bible says that when a person is saved, it's not just their spirit, but they're also their body.
所以耶稣基督要证明给他们看。
So Jesus wanted to prove it to them.
所以就叫他们，你看我的手，你看我的脚。
So he says, look at my hands, look at my feet.
如果是灵魂的话，是看不见的。
If it's only a spirit, you cannot see it.
如果是灵魂的话，是摸不到的。
If it's only a spirit, you cannot touch it.
但是这个是一个复活的身体。
But this is a resurrected body.
看得见，摸得到。
You can see it, you can touch it.
那么圣经，如果我们看圣经的时候，那么后来圣经讲耶稣跟他们在一起吃东西。
And if you look at, continue to read through scripture, you see that later on Jesus ate with them.
我们知道只有一个活的人才可以吃东西的。
We know that only a living being can eat.
一个死去的人不能够吃东西。
A person who has died cannot eat.
那么主耶稣当他复活之后，他在地上行走四十天。
And Jesus after his resurrection, he continued here in this world for 40 days.
不少的人看到他。
Many people saw him.
耶稣基督复活之后，他在地上四十天。
And after Jesus' resurrection, he stayed on earth for 40 days.
表明这个复活的身体可以活在这个世界上。
To show that the resurrected body can live here on earth.
同样的，也告诉我们，当我们将来以后复活的时候
，Likewise, when we rise again,
也可以住在神为我们预备那个新地。
We can live in the new earth that God creates for us.
耶稣基督复活的身体跟复活之前的身体的形体是一样的。
And the form of Jesus' resurrected body was the same as that before he died.
换句话说，将来我们复活之后，我们这个复活的身体跟我们现在这个身体的形体是一样的。
So in another word, the form that we will have is similar to what we have today.
如果我们看圣经的时候，
if we look at scripture,
那么当耶稣基督复活之后，
after Jesus' resurrection,
好多的人看到他，
many people saw him.
看到的人都知道这个是耶稣，
those who saw Jesus knew that it was Jesus.
看到的人认得耶稣，
those who saw him recognized him.
当莫大拉玛利亚来到坟墓的时候，
where Mary came to the tomb,
他见到耶稣 复活的身体。
He saw Jesus resurrect the body.
他认得耶稣，因为他曾经见过耶稣。
He recognized Jesus because he once had seen him before.
耶稣的形体没有改变。
The form of Jesus has not changed.
同样的，当以后我们复活之后。
Likewise, after we rise again.
我会，如果你们都复活的话。
If you are all resurrected as well.
如果你们都得救的话。
If you all are saved.
我到这个新地的时候，我就认得你。
When I go to the new earth, I will recognize you.
你也认得我。
You will recognize me.
我们可以在一起吃东西。
And we will dine together.
我们在一起喝茶。
We'll drink tea together.
我们在一起团契。
And we'll fellowship together.
这个就是复活的道理。
And this is the truth concerning resurrection.
那么有圣经讲到有一个晚上，这些门徒。关在这个房子里面。
And the Bible talks about that one evening when the disciples were gathered together within a room.
因为他们很害怕犹太人。
Because they were fearful of the other Jews.
那么突然间，耶稣基督站在他们的面前。
And suddenly Jesus appeared before them.
门关住，怎么耶稣突然间进到屋子里面？
The doors were closed. How can Jesus all of a sudden appear before them?
那么这个证明耶稣基督不受那个空间的。
And this proves that Jesus is no longer limited by space.
那么到底以后我们复活之后，我们的身体会受到空间的限制？圣经没有讲。
And whether our bodies will be limited to space, the Bible does not mention.
但是我们要了解耶稣基督是神。
But we must understand that Jesus is God.
我们不是神。
And we're not God.
所以复活的真理有三点。
So there are three truths concerning the resurrection of the body.
第一点，复活的身体是一个具体的身体。
One, the resurrected body is a physical body.
第二点，复活的身体是一个不会朽坏的身体，并且是一个荣耀的身体。
Second, the resurrected body is an imperishable and glorious body.
第三，耶稣基督复活成为我们复活的模式。
And thirdly, Jesus' resurrection became a model for our resurrection.
身体的复活是一个非常重要的一个真理。
The resurrection of the body is an important truth.
如果没有身体的复活，我们的信仰就不能够站立得稳。
Without the resurrection of the body, then we cannot stand firm on our faith.
所以了解这个身体复活的真理是非常非常重要的。
So it is important to understand the truth concerning the resurrection of the body.
你对于这个复活的真理的认识有多深？
How deep is your understanding of the resurrection of the body?
希望我们能够明白这个真理。
I hope that all of us can understand this truth.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your words today.
我们更感谢你，因为你赐给我们这个复活的生命。
We thank you even more because you have given us your resurrected life.
如果没有这个生命，我们是没有盼望。
Without this life, we have no hope.
我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
We thank you for giving us today's word.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.